All time like this, God look for men, worthy vessels that he will use to accomplish his great purpose and make his scheme done widely known. Lord, here I am, myself I give, my talent, time, silver and gold. Father, use me to build your work, to show your praise among all men. Lovely morning to you. Welcome to School of the Spirit. This week we'll be handling a series titled The Gift of a Man, and our anchor text will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16. I read from King James Version, Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Now, it's good for us this morning to understand that every human being on earth came with a specific gifting from God. Everybody, no matter how big or small they might look, there is a specific purpose why God sent us here on earth. And the scripture said this morning that a man's gift, when discovered and effectively used, will bring a man. In fact, first of all, it will make room for him. Therefore, and then bring him into greatness. Now, for a gift of a man to make room for him, that gift must first of all be discovered. Secondly, the gift needs to be put into effective use. Now, in this series, we are going to understand, we are going to be praying to God to help us to understand how to discover this gift, how this gift can make room for us, and how this gift can bring God before great men. You know, basically, people think that life is all about just giving birth, you know, growing up, going to school, eating and drinking, you know, getting married, building house, writing one or two books, and you die. No, that is not all about life. We are here to add meanings to life. With the gift God has given to you, how much meaning have you added to life? How has your life affected others? How have you used that which God has embedded into you to affect the life of others? Remember, the scripture says that the creation and earth await for the manifestations of the sons of God. Everything around is waiting for you to manifest that which God deposited into you. And I tell you the truth, you cannot afford to go back to God with these giftings, because they are not needed in heavens. It is here on earth that these gifts are needed. That when you discover your gift and put it into effective use, that gift is capable of making room. Now, for the gift of a man to make room for him, it means that your gift is able to make you outstanding. Your gift will distinguish you from the crowd. This is not time to copy people or to copy, you know, to want to become like one celebrity or the other. No, that you discover a pattern for your life and you run through it. The scripture said that gift will make room. It will single-handedly, you know, separate you from others and then bring you before great men. As you follow this series this week, I want you to bear in mind that a time will come in life when you will stand before destiny helpers. A time will come in life when you will be expected to deliver. A time will come in life when, you know, nature and people will expect you to give up something, to give out something. And it will sound so sad and it will look so disappointing that you have nothing to offer. And that is why it is good now for us to hear from God how we can develop our gifting, how to discover it first, develop it and put it into effective use. In this series, God will be helping us. We have developed 5 key points on how to discover our gifts. In this series, God will be helping us to understand what it takes to put these gifts into use. I want to also understand how this gift can bring God before greatness. And as you follow this series, I pray for you, the God of peace, the God of all grace, will establish you. The Lord will cause your heart and your mind to be focused into achieving your giftings. The Lord will open your eyes to see that which He has embedded into you. The good Lord will establish your heart and mind in the knowledge and the love of God, to the glory and honor of God the Father, and to the benefit of all men. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.